You're listening to Kettaday Morning Radio with Alice.
Hey, Wordsmith.
Kia ora. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So the word for today is the word denouement.
Wait, denouement.
Yeah, denouement. It's denouement.
Okay, I have never encountered this word before.
So some listeners may have if they are perhaps English literature students or film students, because it's what this word means is the final part of a play, film, or a narrative in which all of the different pieces of the plot come together and things are explained or resolved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. So that's probably, yeah, so people, those sorts of people might be more familiar with this word than people who haven't perhaps studied literature, because it is a French word. And it's, although I will mention, it's not just in reference to literary works, though. It could also refer more generally to an outcome of a complex sequence of events or the outcome of a situation where perhaps a decision is made or something becomes clearer. So it can be used more generally as well. But I think more common usage is more specifically to do with artistic works.
Cool. Where did it come from?
So it is a French word that literally means untying. So kind of this unraveling of the plot and everything becomes clearer and boom, we all know what's going on now.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a lovely word. Okay, say it one more time slowly.
Denouement.
Denouement.
Yeah.
Denouement. Beautiful. Thanks, Wordsmith.
You're welcome.
Grab your cat. It's time for a paw track. Yeah.